Lesson 5. It's a wonderful thing for our super kids to understand the peace of God on the inside of them. You know, it's been so weakened in the world and in our idea of what peace is, but we can bring our super kids to understand that God's very own peace, the peace that Jesus walked in, is on the inside of them. I think a great place to start is with the story of Jesus and his disciples who, when he said, let's go the other side, that was all he needed to say, he thought. So he went in and he took a nap in the back of the boat. But the storm came up, and the disciples did not allow the peace of what Jesus had said in his direction to get them to the other side. They did not know what Philippians 4:7 said, but to us it says, we'll experience God's peace. You know, I want you to look in Philippians 4:7. You have to get the full picture of this, you have to look at what the scriptures above that say, because actually their memory verse says, then you'll experience peace of God. Verse 4 says, always be full of the joy of the Lord. You need to point that out to the kids and say, look how the fruit work together. He says, rejoice. Let everyone see that you're considerate in all you do. What is that? Let everyone see? That's fruit. That's having fruit. Let everybody see that you have fruit. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. See, that worry comes at them to steal the fruit of peace on the inside of the kids. Say, don't worry. What is this? Choose. This whole part right here is about choosing. Don't worry, choose peace. Don't worry, pray. Trust the word of God that Jesus and the Father say they will deliver you, they'll provide every need, they'll take care of you, they'll heal you, whatever it is, find the scripture. Don't worry about circumstances. Go to God. Make a choice to go to God. Make a choice to read the word. Make a choice to pray. Tell God what you need. Thank him for what he's done. And then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and your mind as you live in Christ Jesus, or as you live in victory. His peace will guard those things. But all that whole chapter there is talking about making a choice to live in peace, which the disciples didn't do. And of course, you know the story and you can tell the kids the story. But one thing I want you to note here in Luke 8:25 in the Amplified, Jesus says, where is your faith? And this is what he means by this. Where's your confidence in me? Where is your confidence in my veracity and my integrity? When we don't walk in peace and we let ourselves get off track, Jesus is saying, where is your faith? It shows that our faith is not being fruitful, and veracity means unwillingness to lie. Jesus says, don't you believe I'm unwilling to lie? You should have confidence in that. The disciples let the storm control them instead of who Jesus was in the boat with them control them. Now, Jesus is in our boat. Jesus is in our heart, which is the same as being in our boat, and our kids need to know, go to the inside. Go to the Father, go to Jesus on the inside. And when he's in charge, peace can rule. In Romans 8 and chapter and verse 6, it says, the mind of the flesh, I'm going to read out the Amplified because I think it's so powerful for our kids to understand. The mind of the flesh, which is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit. Now remember, this is the whole, for all these weeks, we're trying to get across to the kids, this choice between flesh and spirit. The mind of the flesh leads to death and thoughts of death. You know, that's the way the disciples thought, oh, we're going to die. But the mind of the Holy Spirit is life and it's peace. And it says in verse 8, those that are living the life of the flesh and catering to those appetites cannot please or satisfy God. And that's why Jesus said, where is your faith? But you, super kids, are not living the life of flesh. You're living the life of the Spirit. And if the Holy Spirit of God really dwells in you, then he directs and controls you, which is what we're trying to have our super kids to understand in this whole series, is letting him control you. And in Colossians 3, I want to read that to you as well in the Amplified. It says, let, that's a choice, the peace, Colossians 3:15, let the peace from Christ rule. Act as an umpire, continuing in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your mind in that peaceful state, which we're called to live. So, we let peace guide us. We let the Holy Spirit tell us what to do with that peace on the inside. Help the kids to understand that not only can it bring peace and quiet when there's chaos around you, but when you go to the Lord and you ask Him things, He will bring the peace of God where the right answers are concerned. For instance, do I do this or do I do that? Go the way that has the peace on the inside. Teach your kids to be sensitive to the peace of God on the inside. And when that peace goes away, they need to back up and change what they're doing or obey what the Lord had told them to do, because we let that rule, just like an umpire calls the shots in a game, we let that rule our lives. And our peace of God will rule our super kids' lives, and they'll do and be all they're called to be. Amen.